Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As people across the country honor those who served in the military today, there are four men who served in World War II who changed the way the armed forces utilize clergy members for future GIs. Florida State University's assistant professor of history, Kurt Peeler, tells us more.
On a cold February night in 1943, the Dorchester suddenly was hit by a torpedo fired by a German submarine. Men struggled to escape the doomed Army transport. Four Army chaplains, two Protestant ministers, a Roman Catholic priest, and Reformed Jewish rabbi worked to calm, panicked GIs and help them leave the sinking ship. Disregarding their own safety, these four chaplains gave up their own life preservers. As GIs swam away in the frigid waters of the North Atlantic, they saw these four chaplains linked together arm in arm and heard them praying before they drowned. The sacrifice of the four chaplains struck a chord with Americans in World War II because he remained emblematic of a remarkable spirit of religious ecumenicalism promoted by President Franklin D. Roosevelt and the American Armed Forces. To encourage the free exercise of religion, the armed forces called in to service several thousand clergymen to meet the needs of 15 million GIs. Despite these efforts, there were not enough clergy in the ranks, and as a result, official policy stressed the need for chaplains to cater to the spiritual needs of all men and women of all faiths. Most chaplains gladly embraced this policy. Army social scientists in World War II, when surveying soldiers, found that prayer remained crucial to many GIs in combat. At the same time, we know there were actually atheists in foxholes, and as one chaplain serving in France in 1944 observed, "I can't see that men overseas are much more religious or irreligious than at home. There are plenty of atheists in foxholes and many who are not."
That was Florida State University's Kurt Peeler. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer.